This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll go on the clock shortly with a full wild card weekend preview. 60 seconds each, what we think is going to happen on Saturday, on Sunday, and all the way to the Monday night matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans.
I don't care for it. They shouldn't be playing on Monday, but I will watch.
You don't think we should be playing on Saturday?
No, I don't. That's for the college kids.
Which I just connected
with. High school dots. Friday,
yep.
College Saturday, pros Sunday.
Beautiful.
Rest Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. High school Friday, college Saturday, pros Sunday. Repeat.
I just connected the dots. I'm going to be going to the Celtics on Saturday, Bragg.
Oh, my God. Another now, game for Jones.
And now jeez. I'm like, crap, I'm going to be missing the football game on Saturday. I didn't even think about that until right this second.
That's tough. That's
now,
not ideal.
Now I understand why I'm going on Saturday.
Tickets available. A lot of good tickets available.
I just connected all the dots on why I'm going on Saturday night. But okay, neither here nor there. It's been a busy day around here. We ranked all the playoff coaches. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe. Taylor Kyles, CLNS, with a great breakdown on Pats and Chargers. The best I've heard. So it's worth a re-listen using the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. We also are getting a bunch of messages on this. Stray ones in Twitch.
Yeah.
People texting in. Twitter mentions. I'm sure the YouTube chat as well. Hey, guys, don't you realize Mike McDaniel was fired?
Yes.
By the Miami Dolphins? Let's reset that quick before we go on the clock.
Yeah.
McDaniel out. We both think Harbaugh's going to Miami.
Kind of has to be based on the timeline. It was surprising that McDaniel kept the job as long as he did. It felt like early in the season he was going to be gone. Then they committed to him. They're like, no. We're keeping this guy. And then they kind of found a little bit of life, and you're like, oh, is he going to keep the job? And then they go through the end of the year, and they're like, we're going to look at everything. I'm like, Troy Aikman's going to help us break down the whole organization. You're like, that doesn't sound great for him. But then he survived Sunday afternoon. He survived Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You get the news about John Harbaugh. So you're like, all right, he's still there, I guess.
You just gave the whole analysis the other day. You're like, the really bad coaches get fired in season.
Yeah.
The next wrong, pretty terrible coaches get fired like the second they leave the stadium, like Jerod Mayo.
Then you get a pile on Monday.
Monday is like your standard run-of-the-mill firing, and then the respectful firing.
Right. The guys who have been there a while.
Bill Belichick, John Harbaugh, they get till like Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, there's a great candidate available. Because yesterday we were trying to find where is John Harbaugh going to go? And we're looking at the openings that were there, and you're like, he's going to be the top candidate probably for everybody. Where's he going to go? And I was like, well, he's probably getting even more to choose from than just that list. There's going to be some team out there that is like halfway on their coach, but they think they can upgrade with John Harbaugh and they're going to fire him. I thought maybe Tampa Bay would be that team. They fired their offensive coordinator, but they didn't fire their head coach, at least yet. And then you see Mike McDaniel get blown out of Miami and you're like, yeah, that's probably where John Harbaugh is going to go.
So that's what I think. I think he's making a mistake taking that job. Like if I were him, there was a report, I forget who had it, but there was a report yesterday or early this morning that he's not taking any interviews this week, which seemed to indicate he's waiting to see if any of the playoff jobs are going to open. Tomlin in Pittsburgh, I don't actually think he'd go there. Maybe Green Bay with LaFleur, maybe McDermott in Buffalo. I'm probably missing another one off the top of my head. But all these various jobs where he'd look at it and go, maybe he'd go there. Well, now that the Dolphins have fired McDaniel, I kind of think that's forecasting and letting you know that's where he's going. As Rap Sheet highlighted earlier, Stephen Ross, the owner in Miami, Michigan guy, connected to Jim Harbaugh, knows the Harbaugh family. So that seems to make a lot of sense. And I think if our instincts on this and logic are right, Keith, well, it's bad that he's going to be in the division for the Patriots. That's bad news, even though I think he's making a mistake. Yeah. I still don't want a quality head coach in the division.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it makes them better. Like, they have their work cut out for them because they have to replace their quarterback, and that's easier said than done, right? Some teams are able to find a guy, and they're great that year, or you just lost in that cycle of drafting them, trying to develop them, get the old free agent, like all the different things that you're there. But just as a head coach, John Harbaugh has been good. He's won big games. He's won a Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, I think he would make them better.
So, me too. And we said yesterday and spent some time on this, he could be Vrabel and turn around a bad team quickly. I don't know if the Dolphins qualify as, like, a bad team. They weren't good.
But that's the thing is, like, if you improve them by a few wins, you're already talking about
right.
How many games did they win this year?
I think they won seven.
Yeah, so.
They're picking 11th. I think they won seven games, if I'm not mistaken. So, do you think he could win with Tua? Like, do you think part of his sales pitch to Ross would be, oh, yeah, I can make the playoffs with Tua?
I mean,
or do you think he's going to start over with a different QB?
I mean, there's a difference between being confident and insane. And so I don't think he would tell him he can win with Tua. I mean, I don't think he can win with Tua. I don't think anybody can win with Tua.
I mean, win meaning like not
the whole thing?
No.
Just like he can be my guy. Yeah, I can salvage him.
McDaniel just got to the playoffs with him twice.
Well, Tua was asked if he would like a fresh start.
And he said, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, but
it would be dope.
This is a fresh start.
It is. John Harbaugh is a fresh start.
I was interpreting that as a change of scenery, but no, maybe it's just get rid of the head coach.
I can only imagine, though, if John Harbaugh ever got frustrated with Lamar Jackson, and then now he has Tua, and he's like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? But that's one of those ones where they already paid him. They committed to him. And then you're like, I guess you could do worse, although is Quinn Ewers even worse? Quinn Ewers might be.
Quinn Ewers
is worse. He's worse.
I don't know
what's crazy here. But, yeah, because that's what it's all about, because I know you like the Giants job, or at least think it's a better job. But that also comes back to, like,
I would take the Giants job over Miami,
But, like, Jackson Dart might also be, like, are you going to be trying to replace him, or is he, like, the long-term guy there? Like, he plays like a wild man, so I don't know.
I think the idea is he's the long-term guy there.
Yes, of course.
You know,
but like, they have two guys that are very entertaining in Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart. Both are, like, the way they play, it feels like they're going to burn hot in the league.
Did I read this? Is Malik Nabers still walking with a cane? Did I read that?
He's like, was he Mr. Peanut?
No, he's like rehabbing from his.
What pro athlete is walking around with a cane? Don't they have like a boot or like a chair?
Can somebody fact check me on that? I thought I saw he was walking.
He's walking around, like, with a monocle.
I think his whole
and a top hat.
I think his whole knee was messed up. I think it was more than the ACL.
He was spotted wearing a vest. A cane.
Hang on. Malik Nabers.
Keep your eyes peeled for Malik Nabers.
Cane.
That is cool. I love the guy from Jurassic Park, his cane.
Over the past weekend, Nabers appeared to be in a knee brace and using a cane before the Giants' Week 18 finale against the Cowboys.
Top five canes?
I missed
cane.
Cane.
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
The Undertaker's brother.
Say it again.
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, great good one. Joe Kane, the quarterback from the program.
Yep.
Kane is able.
Candy Kane.
Do we have that?
Yeah, it's Candy Kane.
Candy Kane.
Come on.
Oh, man. Is it
Malik Nabers Kane, obviously.
Yeah. Crap, it's me.
I
don't know. I'm out.
Pull the zip cord.
Yeah, he's walking with a cane.
That's not good.
No, so that's
that Giants job is bad.
Job's maybe worse than I thought.
That Giants job. They've gone through a lot of coaches, too. They've had 1, 2, counting an interim, 3, 4, 5, 6 different coaches since Coughlin. They go through them.
Oh, they go through it big time.
Yeah.
I think he could handle New York, though, Harbaugh.
Like,
could. That's not a job for everybody.
No.
I think he can handle New York. Yeah. So that to me is a better job than Miami, although Malik Nabers is Mr. Peanut. And Cam Scott
could text you. Do you have a pocket watch?
Okay. So that's
it's time to go to rehab here. Let me see.
Ooh, Danity Kane. We definitely didn't say Danity Kane.
That's
a good one.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of different Kane.
You said Citizen Kane, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Legendary film.
Well, that would be one of yours. I was thinking
Joe Kane. That was my movie reference.
All right.
The program.
Good Kane talk.
Great Kane talk. I didn't know that about Malik Nabers.
Kane from Menace to Society.
Oh. All right.
I don't recall
You don't remember Menace to Society?
No, I think I do remember the film. I don't remember the character. Who's the character?
Time for a rewatch.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds like.
I got to get in on that. Anyways, that's the latest on the coaching carousel. Mike McDaniel out in Miami. I would assume that Harbaugh's going there. What?
Cocaine.
Oh, my God. How did we miss that?
Good text.
Diggs just texted us. Yeah. Hey, guys. You're missing one.
Former Superman Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Cain. Good one.
Yeah.
Real nice.
He's got real political.
Real nice. Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
He's like
Aubrey
Huff, I think.
He's similar.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Raising Cane's?
Raising Cane's.
I've never actually eaten there. I hear good things.
Cain Alvarez.
Who's that?
Baseball player, I think.
Patrick Kane.
Is he an MMA guy?
This is a good one for you, Keith.
Oh, Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, no. Cain Alvarez. Oh, Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez was the UFC fighter.
Nick Kaner Medley. I know you're a fan of that one.
That's
a
good, Maine, right?
Good pull. Yeah, that's a good pull. Yeah. All right, more cocaine. Yeah, a lot of cocaine coming
Mostly
in.
Mostly cocaine now at this point. People.
Michael Caine?
Michael Caine, great one.
Michael Caine.
That's Michael Caine saying his name. That's an impression of him saying his own name.
Good. That was pretty good. Yeah. You know what's good about that impression? You don't even need to explain it. That's what's good about that. You can just be like, yeah.
It is a really good one.
He was in a...
You merely adopted the
That's
dark.
Bane.
I was born in it.
No, that's not... That's Bane. Mark Kane.
Michael Kane. I hadn't seen him up at Christmas Carol. You got in my head. I hadn't seen him up at Christmas Carol.
He legit should have won an Oscar
for
that.
He was great in that.
He's acting his tail off around Muppets the whole movie, and he never even like...
Oh, they're not all Muppets.
There's a couple humans, but it's mostly Muppets.
Yeah.
And he's just like so serious in that movie. He's awesome. He's screaming at Kermit.
Yeah.
Real tough boss.
Okay. Good Kane talk along with all the breaking news on Mike McDaniel out in Miami, probably John Harbaugh going there. What does it mean for the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Time now, though, Keith. Stop looking at the text line. We'll never go on the clock if we keep looking at the text line. What?
You got
a good one?
Yeah, well, the text line has a few that are pretty good.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
What are you clicking all these buttons for?
No, I can't find it. Oh, there's Sugar Cane.
Yep.
Sugar Cane's a good one. You don't like that one? Are you reading these lists coming through?
This is close. Frasier Kane? Is that what you're looking for?
Jones, Keefe, it's good friend. Kelsey Grammer just wanted this.
No, Frasier.
Crane.
It was Crane.
Yeah, it's close, though. That's all allowed.
Not Kane.
Frasier Kane.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Crane. Well done, though. Who'd have thought there'd be
this? Guys, getting really silly. Hopefully, we can get back.
No,
Let's get back down to brass tacks. Stop. Look, I can't look at the text line.
Right,
stop
doing
that.
With that.
Yeah, we're done with it.
All right, do you want to go first on this?
No.
Why don't you take it?
I'll go first. I want Keith going on the clock with a full wild card weekend preview in just 60 seconds.
Okay, the first game is tomorrow, Saturday, 4:30, Rams and Panthers. This is the game of least significance. This is probably going to be a blowout. Rams are going to win this game. Make sure you get your food and snacks and everything ready for the night game and the rest of the weekend. Saturday night, Bears-Packers. I'm taking the Bears. They're home dogs in this one. You know me. I love Ben Johnson. I think they get the win at home, plus no Micah Parsons for the Packers. Bills-Jaguars. I've been torn on this one. This is the 1 o'clock Sunday game. I'm going to take Josh Allen, though, to pull this one out. Go on the road and win this game. 49ers-Eagles should be a great one. Either Nick Sirianni, your guy Jones, or Kyle Shanahan is going to lose that game. I think it's going to be Shanahan. Eagles move on. Patriots-Chargers, give me the Patriots. Big game for Drake May. I think they win and cover the 3.5. And then on Monday night, Steelers and Texans. I think Tomlin loses this game and keeps his job because he keeps his job every single year, but it'll be a third straight playoff win, at least seasons with a win for D'Amico Ryans as he continues to pad his resume.
Okay. That's how Keith sees wild card weekend going.
Just 60 seconds.
Let me get this straight again. You had Houston. You had Philly.
Yep.
You had the Rams for sure. Those are the NFC games.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I also.
I'm sorry. Oh, AFC game I had mixed in there. And you had the Bears over the Packers.
Give me the Bears. Give me the Bills.
You had Buffalo.
Yep.
And you had New England.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like there's going to be a little.
No. Some overlap?
There might be a sizable amount of overlap here. Nick, put me on the clock. By the way, if you want to go on the clock with all your thoughts for Wild Card Weekend, including Pats and Chargers, 617-779-7937. You can do that right now. You only get 30 seconds. You're not experts like us, too.
No.
We get 60.
30 seconds.
We get the full minute. So, Nick, why don't you throw me on the clock? I'll give you the preview here. All right, here's your Wild Card Weekend preview. In just 60 seconds, I'm starting with the Patriots, 3.5-point favorites over the Chargers at home. They're going to win by a touchdown. Drake May is going to show why he's the MVP. Justin Herbert going to choke again. 0-3 in his life in the playoffs. Next up, I got Buffalo, 1.5 favorite over Jacksonville. They're going to pull off the non-upset. Allen too much for the Jaguars, who, by the way, are still the Jaguars. Final AFC game, Texans 3-point favorites at Pittsburgh. Houston defense going to dominate. Steelers can't keep winning on Monday Night Football. That's not going to bail them out forever. Over in the NFC, Green Bay, point-and-a-half favorite at Chicago. The Bears are going to pull off the upset. Packers, different team without Micah Parsons. I think it's going to show here. San Francisco, 4.5-point underdogs at Philly. Eagles begin their Super Bowl defense with my guy, apparently, Nick Sirianni. Niners exposed again by a good defense that happened last week against Seattle. Final game, Rams, 10.5-point favorites at Carolina. They get their revenge. They lost earlier this year, but Carolina keeps it close and covers. So I think we have all the same.
Do we really?
I think we have all the same games. Yeah.
Yeah, I really went mostly favorites, I guess, except for the Bears, right? Is that the only? I think I want favorites. Although there's a couple, like, I mean, Buffalo's only 1.5.
We got a lot of road teams, but they're all road favorites. What could possibly go wrong there? Yeah, we have no differences. What the hell?
That's bizarre. Maybe we should talk about this ahead of time.
You know what occurred to me? Yeah, right. We're like, who's your impact player? Milton Williams. Like, me too.
Damn it.
Who we got winning all the games? These 16. Oh, yeah, me too. What can you say?
We call them like we see them.
We embrace debate when there's real debate. When there's no debate, I guess
so
we just agree.
So two similar lines would be the last two AFC games. Who has a better chance of winning, the Chargers here on Sunday or the Steelers home against the Texans?
Oh, honestly, I think Pittsburgh
has a better chance of winning.
Yeah, they're at home.
Yeah, they are at home, and it's Monday night,
they
right?
They never lose on Monday night at home.
Apparently Tomlin has a dog, too. He has, like, a really good record or something. Is it Monday night dog?
I misheard what you said. I guess I'm Wiggy here for a moment. I thought you said he had a dog.
He probably did.
I was like,
no, he did. He's like, he has a dog. Cool.
That's what he said?
Yes.
That's what I thought he said.
He has a dog?
That's what you said.
I mean, I don't know enough about the guy personally, but they're great pets. Family members, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. That Texans defense is scary, but it could be just like a really low scoring game, you know, and the Steelers win. CJ Stroud struggles and Pittsburgh wins.
You know what occurred to me? And we've been so adamant. We're like, Seattle won't win their first playoff game. I'm picking against Seattle. We need the Rams to beat Carolina, which I feel good about. And we also need the Bears and the Eagles to win because the only team Seattle can play, Keith. They can only play the bottom four seeds in the NFC, depending on how it shakes out. Those are the only they can't play Philly, they can't play Chicago. So
yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So now play it out. If Seattle gets Green Bay, who are you picking?
Seattle, probably in a massacre.
If Seattle gets the Niners again, who are you picking?
Probably Seattle, but like I think that's up for grabs.
Yeah, but I'd pick Seattle.
Yeah, it didn't go great the last time, but it's hard to beat a team three times.
Seattle and the Rams.
Or do they split in the regular season?
No, they split.
Okay.
I think no, they won week one with Purdy. It wasn't Mac.
So something's got to give.
Something's got to give. Yeah. Something would also have to give third matchup if it's Rams and Seahawks.
I think the Rams would beat them this
time. Rams I would pick.
But they would slaughter the Packers.
Yeah.
Do you think?
So. Yes.
And that's automatically who it would be if the Packers win on Saturday against the Bears.
What if somehow Carolina beat the Rams? Who would you take? Seattle?
Well, now they're hot. Now Carolina's hot. So I mean, you'd have to get there. I wanted to put them in cat in the grass during our tiers. A literal cat in the grass.
Yeah.
But you argued lower than that.
I did. And that's my Carolina Panthers, by the way. Not everyone had the foresight to have them as a playoff team.
Yeah, them as a wild card team.
Well, yeah. Well, I knew 8-9 would get them there.
I figured that should sneak them in. Be enough.
Yeah. Not everyone has
that
kind of.
Based on the third tiebreaker, they should be able to get in there.
Vision, just seeing the board like me.
No, that was good.
Okay.
Tomlin as a dog? As a dog.
He didn't say as.
As a
dog. It sounded like
Tomlin as a dog?
As a dog.
He said, Nick?
He said it as a question. He's like, Tomlin as a dog?
Well, I was wondering, like, is that the stat, too? Because Jones had this Steelers Monday night stat, and I'm like, I think it's as a dog.
As.
The word as.
Yeah. No, you were right. We were wrong. You want more of these?
Profanity. This is a good question on the text line.
Oh.
Keith, are you going to take over or under 3 yards for Josh Jacobs?
Push.
Yeah. No bet. No bet.
Text line says, can we get back to the cane talk, please?
Yeah, good cane Corso. Good dog breed.
Oh, that is a good dog.
Oh, we should tier dogs.
Do we? Don't bring that up.
That was devastating.
We said Tully Bantacane?
Oh, no, I didn't
Tully Bantacane. Good one.
He had like 5 sacks or 6 sacks in one game, didn't he?
No.
He had like 5 sacks in a game.
What?
Against like the Bills.
Novocaine? We didn't say Novocaine.
Oh, Novocaine, good one.
We had cocaine. We didn't have Novocaine. I thought there was another good one that made its way in here. John McCain. I don't want to get political.
In a single. Oh, no. Wait. Never mind.
Yeah, what were you going to say there on Tully Bantacane? 5-sack game? That really happened?
Yeah.
Is Miles Garrett?
Career high season, he had 10.
Yeah.
I think most of them were in one game. He also famously left his Super Bowl ring in the bathroom at the Burlington Mall. He had his name in it. It's a good Samaritan gave it back to him.
That's a hard one to steal, admittedly. When your name's in it, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it's like Tony Bennett's
game. Like, wow, look at this thing. This is awesome. And then you're like, oh, crap, his name's in there. I can't just sell this on the black market.
Like Smith.
It's going to come back to me real quick.
Looks like it was a career high of 3 for Tully Bantakane, week 14 of 09.
Damn it. It was either 6 or 3.
No way it was only 3. He had way more than that.
I get what you're saying. A 3-sack game for Tully Bantakane is like...
He had 6 tackles in a game one
that's
time.
Like
no, I'm not
sack.
Talking about tackles.
A 3-sack game
I
for Tully Bantakane
I think they retroactively took some away from him. I swear when I was watching the game, he had way more.
He actually set the record, and then they took them all away.
Yeah, they gave...
You're telling me Tully Bantakane didn't have like a 6-sack game?
They went back and
he
gave him all
the... He had 10 sacks in 09, which was a career high. And so I looked at the game log. His season high that year was 3.
Okay. Well, I still don't buy it.
All right. Well, let's do some research.
Somebody's playing games here.
Let's do some research on this. I think we settled the great Kane debate.
And that was the only time you ever had more than 6 sacks in a season, right, so I would assume that's the one.
Calm down. Who else remembers the Tully Bantakane 6-sack game?
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in there on that if you do recall. We'll get to your feedback. We'll also get to something that we never got to earlier in the show with the Mike McDaniel breaking news. He's out in Miami. More details on that from Billy Lanny. We'll get to something Steph Diggs said yesterday about Drake May, his leadership, makeup, emotions, and I wonder if we see any of it on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
That's next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Drake May. Mixed emotions. Going into his first playoff game here in New England. They get the Chargers on Sunday night. Me and Keefe both have the Patriots. It turns out we actually both have all the same picks on Wild.
Yeah, our Spider-Man meme. Who do you like this weekend? Same teams, apparently.
Yeah, that's what it breaks down to be.
Thought
yeah.
you might go Packers there, but nope. I went... Bears, and so did you.
No, I went Bears. Yeah. I thought you might go Niners since you hate the Eagles so much, but no, you're picking Nick Sirianni.
All right, out of all your picks.
With another playoff win.
Let's try this hot shot. Out of all your picks, which one are you the least confident in?
Probably. Yeah, probably the Bears. See, I would say it's either that or that Eagles game.
I think maybe Bills-Jaguars. Because I've so whistled past the Jaguars this entire time.
I'm pretty confident in it, which is probably why the Jaguars will
right,
win.
Right. Yeah. That's why I say that one, because I'm like, oh, well, Josh Allen will win.
Duval.
Josh Allen does not have a lot of help. We've seen that firsthand. You know, so I think Jacksonville, and they're at home, so the same kind of logic we had with some of the other teams that with a chance to pull off the upset. It's a close spread. Trevor Lawrence has been playing crazy. I don't know how long he can keep that up
Honestly,
for.
I don't feel... super confident in the Texans either.
In anything that
No, no, the Texans, I feel like way more confident in my Buffalo pick than the Texans over Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, I think the Texans for sure beat Pittsburgh. If this was a, what do they do in college football?
Yeah, like confidence picks?
Yeah.
I used to love that for the Bulls.
That was a good time.
Where you'd rank them all like 1 to 43. That was the best.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl? Really strong.
Yeah, 26 is how I feel about that. Yeah. Yeah, I got... Duke over Louisville is how I feel about that.
Watch this game on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
My confidence
I used
pool.
To love that. Yeah, that's what we should do now.
Confidence picks.
Wild card confidence picks.
Love it.
All right, let's slot
right,
that
redo
in.
Slot tomorrow.
That in. Yeah, slot yeah. that in for tomorrow. We'll yeah. get to that. Meanwhile, we went on the clock with our full preview of Wild Card Weekend. It was very similar. You can re-listen on the Odyssey app.
You only need to re-listen to one of them.
Yeah, just pick one. Use the rewind feature, AUDACY. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. Nick, you got the clock handy back there?
We're going to need it.
Our good pal, yesterday's birthday boy.
Oh, the birthday boy.
Our good pal Chuck in New Hampshire wants to go on the clock.
Older Chuck, and wiser.
Chuck, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, thank you guys for the birthday shout-out yesterday. Rams beat the Panthers in a quick, in a close one. Bears beat the Packers. Bills choke to the Jaguars. If the Bills end up winning, forget I said it. Eagles win against the 49ers. Patriots over the Chargers. And Texans over the Steelers. Tomlin goes to TV. And again, thank you guys so much for that shout-out yesterday. I appreciate it. You're awesome.
No doubt. Oh, look at that.
Time to spare.
What a pro. Yeah, what a professional.
That is a pro.
So he is taking the Jags.
Still only one difference. Yeah.
Jaguars is the difference. And my difference is I think the Steelers stand by Tomlin. He's saying this is
it. Oh, that is true. So
which would
another
be a
little tweak.
Massive change in that division. I mean, it's been Harbaugh and Tomlin for almost 20 years. And then they both could go. And so it feels like Harbaugh would for sure coach somewhere next year. Do you think Tomlin really would do TV, or do you think some team would be like, no, let's get this guy?
I think there's so much smoke around Tomlin going to TV, he's going to TV.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Now, it could be
takes Matt Ryan's job because Matt Ryan's going to be like a GM or something.
Yeah, so I guess the initial reporting is that Ryan wanted to do both. Now the reporting is that he never wanted to do both and he'll go to the Falcons and not do TV. He stinks on TV, so
that'd be fine.
That wouldn't be a loss for any of us.
I really don't watch a lot of those shows. I feel like what happens, I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives, but like when you have kids and you're like, I still need to watch 6 hours of football on Sunday, it's hard to also be like, I need to watch an hour of pregame. So I don't watch like any of those shows anymore.
I usually catch, like, I'm in and out on the ESPN one here and there. I usually try to catch as much of the Fox one as I can, but it usually ends up being the last 15 minutes.
A lot of times it's like TV's on at 1, like 1:01. I'm like turning it on like as it's kickoff. So like those shows, I don't really have like a strong opinion on Matt Ryan, but like the times I have seen him, you know, it's pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
And then you're also just surprised at how many people they can squeeze on those desks. That's been a thing for years and years and years where it's like, let's add another voice.
So, look, it could be a leverage play by Tomlin to just get the Steelers give him whatever he wants.
Or you can also take a year off, and it's not the end of the world. I mean, Mike Vrabel took a year off, and he's in a better spot. How many years was Sean Payton out? Or maybe just one? Because he did TV for a full year, right, or two?
He had a suspension, too. But
well, no. When he left the Saints.
Yeah, probably a year, wasn't it?
Maybe it was only one, but either way, like, you can sit out a year and still come back and coach. Or maybe Tomlin will do that because Tomlin's been there for so long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's some feelings on Wild Card Weekend. Meanwhile, I thought this was interesting yesterday from Steph Diggs. I think this was Phil Perry was asking a lot of, he asked Drake May about it, he asked Vrabel about it. You heard that question when we played the press conference yesterday. And he got to Steph Diggs on what kind of leader Drake May is. He wrote a feature for it at NBC Sports Boston on Drake May and his leadership style. This is what Diggs had to say about it. I'm curious your reaction to this.
I wouldn't say it's like a demanding thing because, like, I feel like he has great delivery because he'll be like, what you see right here. And it's more like an open line of communication with the guys, not even just me. I see how he interacts with, like, other guys and, you know, getting on the same page is big for him. Like, I think at the quarterback position, how you deliver stuff is always important, and he does a great job at that. And, you know, I wish he was a little bit more meaner at times, but I think that's part of just being young. And, you know, he's been playing extremely well, so hopefully he comes into his own as far as, like, his mean side. But he's a great guy, man. His communication is always there. He's been a great quarterback. I mean, he's our star. So I feel like it's never too demanding. It's more so like, hey, what you saw right here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know what you saw. He know what I saw, but it's like what you saw right here. So yeah, it's fun.
You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
Do you think he's gonna be meaner?
No. I think he's the MVP of the league, so I think what he's doing is fine. You know,
Steph Diggs thinks he needs to be meaner.
Well, he says that, but I don't know if Steph Diggs really want that. I think it's one of those things that he's sort of saying.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish he'd be a little bit more meaner, but do you actually? Probably
I don't
not.
Think he does.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, hey, where the hell were you on that one? Like, yeah. I don't think you want to do it. I think he's doing it the right way. Like, he's gotten a lot out of Diggs. He's gotten a lot out of other players that we don't view as, like, great players,
so
right?
May had an interesting answer as to why he's kind of a little more hands-off with that and not coming in being bossy. I guess I didn't realize this. He transferred high schools after his freshman year. He transferred high schools. And he's like, so I joined this team as a sophomore, and I came in as the QB, and I didn't want to come in acting like I knew everything.
Oh, you can
and I was
rub
bossing
the wrong way.
Exactly. And he's like, I learned quite a bit in that transition, which I thought was interesting.
It's one of those things where you can't really you're not going to please everybody in that sense, because if you come in and you start just like barking at everybody, there's a ton of veteran guys that are going to be like, what? Right. So then you have a guy like Diggs being like, oh, I wish he was a little bit meaner. It's like, well, no, that's because things are going great right now. And you see how maybe he is not the loudest voice in the room. He doesn't come across that way anyway. You know, sort of like we talked about with Tatum, it's a little apples to oranges, but for a while, it's like, is Tatum a leader? Is Tatum a leader? It's like, he's a great player.
Yeah, no, it's good. So it's a good point. Would I like a little more fire out of May? Yes. But do I need him being Aaron Rodgers, who just anytime you watch him on Monday night, anytime you watch him and there's an incompletion, he's like shouting at somebody.
Or like, remember Peyton Manning?
Manning.
Like, it was obnoxious to watch him.
I mean, let's be honest.
Brady. Yeah, sure.
Marino.
Yeah.
Like, those are all great quarterbacks.
But you know what's funny?
But they're all also kind of a-holes. Like, Brady would completely freeze guys out.
Yeah.
So, but I also don't think they're all kind of a-holes. I think May's walking a good line. I'm with you. I think he's walking a good line.
But I don't think Brady was doing that in year two.
No, that's
right.
Fair.
So I think a lot of those guys, I don't remember with Manning, he might have been, but Manning's also different. He's like the number one overall pick, yeah, and like the way you come into the league.
I remember
it
late career with Marino. I feel like Rodgers didn't do it the whole time either. He's been doing it for a while now, but he wasn't doing it year. I mean, he wasn't even starting year two. So,
well, it's funny. Drake May had an answer a couple of weeks ago when he was talking with Hart and Fitzy, and he was saying how he was talking about the refs. And he was like, well, right now in my career, like, I'm not really going to say anything. But like, as I get older, like, he basically had it in his mind, like, maybe I'll scream at the refs when I get older.
There will be a point in time where I'm going to just...
But I'd apply that same logic.
Yeah, rip these guys to shreds. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to rip another receiver or a lineman right now, but I don't know. I win an MVP. I win a playoff game. I, like, start to establish myself.
I get 5 years under my belt, and it's some rookie who doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and not only that, but I think that player would even view it differently and be like, well, yeah, this is the guy. Like, yeah, he is yelling at me. That's fine. I think that's sort of... will evolve as his career goes on.
Yeah. That was interesting from Steph Diggs to go there. And I didn't really even think about it the way you did. You're like, does Diggs really want that?
I don't think he does.
But it's what he said. I think May's walking a pretty good line there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he probably is pretty close to Tatum on, like, the lack of fire, lack of emotion scale. So I guess I look, in my athletes, just as an aesthetic, I like him a little more fiery, but do I need him barking at receivers when they run the wrong route or when there's an incompletion? He yells at somebody.
Like a Phil
Rivers. Clear it's
your
not
guy
his
Phil
fault.
Rivers. Like, he'll cuss you.
I don't need that.
Yeah, no.
So I'm with you on that. I don't think he needs to go there. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Thursday, 12:45, which means we have a madness. Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Madness next.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
Has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber-farting case.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
All right, here we go, and it's time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And once again, Jones, the madness stories, maybe it's because we were off for a couple of weeks, are coming in bunches.
So piling up.
We have a couple of different ones to get to. Let's start with a criminal. Start with a criminal.
Okay.
As we often do. Let's find out what was going on here.
An unexpected new development in the case of two musical instruments stolen from a store in New Jersey.
Wait a minute. This is the same.
It's the monkey again.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's another musical instrument thief, this time not a primate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would be a good musical instrument to steal. Something small, I would hope.
Okay. You're thinking harmonica? What are you thinking?
Yeah. You could get away with that. Yeah. I imagine something like a grand piano or something's going to be tough. You'd probably get a good haul for it.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
That's probably going to be more difficult.
Big tuba.
Yeah. Cello.
Cello. Well,
stand up.
Let's find out.
Was it?
Let's find out what was going on. Well, something's gone. Something's missing.
An unexpected new development in the case of two musical instruments stolen from a store in New Jersey. The man who took them returned them with a note.
Okay, brought them back. Okay. Guilty conscience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really want these.
I just borrowed it.
Yeah, I took them. I shouldn't have taken them. It was a mistake.
I took it out for a spin. Didn't like it. Wasn't for me. So I brought it back. Okay, something like that.
Bring
okay.
it back.
Yeah.
The man who took them returned them with a note. It said, "Sorry, I've been drunk."
Oh, my God. Save that drop.
Yeah, no,
save that drop. I'll keep that on my phone for my wife.
The guy is drunk.
Just wake up sometimes in the morning and just play that for her. Yeah. What did he say?
Sorry,
again?
I've been drunk.
Perfect. Honestly, clip that. I need that in my personal life.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, where the hell have you been all weekend?
Sorry, I've been drunk.
Keep
Merry
that handy.
Merry Christmas. You're a good man.
Oh, there's more to the note.
Oh, man. I mean, you threw in a Merry Christmas in there.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Wait, keep that handy. How'd you... Jones, why'd you pick the Titans to win the division?
Sorry, I've been drunk.
I mean, that might be a real excuse. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, they weren't good this year. Okay.
Merry Christmas, and you're a good man. Both instruments are mandolins.
Mandolins?
Like a violin?
Yeah. Yeah, in that family.
Was that a movie?
Stringed instrument.
Mr. Somebody's Mandolin? That was a movie, wasn't it?
The Mandalorian is a... Star Wars show.
Mr. Somebody's Candidate. Mr.
Somebody's a famous Mandolin. Movie remade.
The Mandolin?
Mr. Mandolin.
You're thinking of a pangolin.
Caused COVID.
It's famously how COVID began,
The man took them from a store in Teaneck on Monday. Security camera video shows him putting the instruments back, then slipping out of the store.
It's sort of a no harm, no foul situation, or do you still?
Be. Yeah, no, it should be.
He brought it back.
He apologized.
Yeah, basically, he's like, it's not a library, but he kind of thought it was a library.
When you apologize, Keith, I don't have much time for people who can't accept an apology, like a real apology.
Yeah,
fake apology. There's a gray area.
Right.
But if somebody's willing to apologize, sorry, I've been drunk. I gave them back.
Yeah.
They're in good condition, I imagine.
I didn't say.
They're not busted up mandolins?
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
It's not like the monkey that destroyed everything in there.
You should accept this. By the way, it's Captain Corelli's mandolin, starring Nicolas Cage.
Never saw. Oh, I do like Nicolas Cage, though.
I mean, he's in a lot of great films.
I definitely never saw him.
Was that a direct-to-DVD?
And Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Real nice.
John Hurt and Christian Bale.
All right. Good. You're something nice.
Cast.
That's a hell of a cast.
How about that?
All right. Maybe I'll have to check that one out. All right. We have another strange story fit for Kiefer Madness. This one takes place in the great state of Florida.
Okay.
Sheriff Grady Judge says his deputies found Matthew Zaccarino of Altamont Springs on a Polk County construction site, but the way they found him, well, we'll just let the sheriff explain.
Oh, okay. All right. I have a strong feeling I know where this is going.
How do you think they found this gentleman? He was on a construction site. He was not a construction worker, Jones, but he was found on site in a different way.
Okay.
And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. The red lace.
Yep.
I'm going to...
It must be the weekend.
Hello. Red-laced bra.
He's not done there.
Oh, okay. Yep. Oh.
With prosthetic silicone breastises.
That, of course, the medical term.
Wait, okay. So I take it back. I didn't know where this was going. One more time.
Breastises.
She pulls out a breast. And she's juggling them.
Now we gotta.
They asked the guy, Jones.
That
they
drop,
said
that drop needs to be changed. But she pulled out her breastises
and started juggling them. We need to adjust that. Well,
drop.
Then they asked the man, "What are you? why are you here?"
Sorry, I've been drunk.
This is a shared universe.
You
Jones.
Woke up with prosthetic breastises and a red lace bra.
Yeah.
Sorry
about that.
I've been drunk.
Lace bra. with prosthetic silicone breastuses.
Nice.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
You want to take a stab?
She pulls out her
breastuses.
No. And she's juggling them.
Nice, Nick.
Great work, Nick.
Nice turnaround.
That's how you do it.
So there's more to the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, I'm not sure
you
exactly how to
guess.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to word it.
Sit this one out without getting us fined.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheriff Judd says he was also wearing a G-string, and under one of the breast prosthetics, deputies say they found a gun.
I got nervous.
I got nervous what was going to be under and around those prosthetics. But okay.
Oh, God.
A gun.
Obviously, he had a weapon.
Okay. Yeah, a weapon on him.
Yeah, wow.
Zaccarino is now charged with loitering and armed trespassing.
Loitering and armed trespassing. A lot in there.
Honestly, a good lawyer. Alan Jackson's available. A good lawyer should
Alan
get about
Jackson
loitering.
Is available.
You should yeah. get about loitering. I don't know about the.
Yeah. I don't know about the gun under the fake breastuses.
I don't know about that. Yeah. The loitering, you should be able to drop that charge right away.
Loitering, yeah, toss that one out.
Yeah.
What's he doing on this construction site? We see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastuses.
She pulls out her
breastuses,
and she's juggling them.
This guy was too excited to talk about the story, I feel like.
But wait, there's more. Sheriff Judd says he was also wearing a G-string, and under one of the breast prosthetics, deputies say they found a gun.
Just one.
Just one. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Okay.
Very good, yeah.
I actually thought I had an idea where that was
tandem.
Going.
It no, turns no, out no. I had no clue. Twists and turns.
I'm happy I didn't guess. Let me put it
Sorry,
like that.
I've been drunk. Merry Christmas, and you're a good man.
Thank you.
Honestly, kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorry,
really?
I've been drunk should get you out of most things.
This was, dare I say, two victimless crimes?
Yeah, no, it sounds that way.
I feel like everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Just kind of loitering around. Didn't hurt anybody. And then
nope.
This guy brought the mandolins back.
Just sashaying around in his pretty little outfit. I don't see any issue there.
Pretty great.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, there you go. That's madness. Kiefer Madness here on Jones yeah. and Keefe. A couple of strong ones, I would say.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll get to your feedback coming up. We will also get into more on Pats and Chargers. Plus, did you read the Kayshon Booty Players Tribune story?
Yes.
I have some thoughts on that. Let's mix that in with all your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.